We're off, Brexit Party leaves EU for last time, carrying Union Jack home. By Victoria Friedman on January 31, 2020. Brexit Party MEPs have left the European Union's Parliament for the last time, carrying the Union Jack home. Speaking outside of the European Parliament building in Brussels on Friday, veteran Brexiteer, former Conservative MP, and Brexit Party MEP Anne Widdecombe said, "Today we celebrate our independence, our ability to control our own laws, our own trade deals, our own borders. We believe that Britain can now go forward into a future, rejoicing. For the MEPs leaving here today, our duty is done, our harvest is home, and now we're off." Ms. Widdecombe led the group off parliamentary grounds holding a Brexit Express banner, accompanied by a bagpiper, with MEP Jonathan Bullock bearing the Union Jack. Mr. Bullock carried the flag to a waiting car, and held it unfurled out of the window. While there may be debate over the media's widespread reference to the Union Jack, with some maintaining that that is only correct when the flag is flown on the masthead of ships, and in all other circumstances, it is the Union flag. However, the charity The Flag Institute says that that is a relatively recent distinction and that historically, the Union flag had been called the Union Jack in non-naval situations. Parliamentary record Hansard reports the Earl of Crewe saying in the House of Lords in 1908, for example, that the Union Jack should be regarded as the national flag, and it undoubtedly may be flown on land by all His Majesty's subjects. Female MEP called Alexandra Phillips, outgoing MEP for South East England, told Euronews, "It's been a hard battle these past 6 months, longer than 6 months, I've fought for Brexit for 3 years. Tomorrow is the dawn of a new day," Ms. Phillips continued, saying, "I'm going to party tonight because I can't wait for my country to be a free, independent, and great." Nigel Farage founded the Brexit Party in February in response to the then Theresa May-led Conservative government failing abjectly to deliver on the will of the people. The Brexit Party came first in May's European Parliament election, with the Tories' vote share decimated, coming in fifth place. After a change of leader and a general election, a Brexiteer now leads a Brexit government in the House of Commons, with Boris Johnson pledging to deliver a proper Brexit. However, Mr. Farage has not retired his party, saying that he will be prepared to hold Boris to account if he fails to deliver on the will of the people. Speaking to Breitbart News Network's editor-in-chief Alex Marlow on Breitbart News Daily on Thursday, Mr. Farage said, "Boris Johnson is saying all the right things. And what I will try and do is make sure he will stick to his promises. And if he does, the United Kingdom has some very exciting days ahead. And if he does not, I'm going to hold him accountable."